coming up on All Access.
Rodgers fires toward Nelson, makes the grab on the run to the 30, sliding left to the 20, trying to outrun McCourty to the 10, touchdown Green Bay!
They didn't have the ball many times, we didn't have many times, and so that just heightened the importance of every possession, but really every play within the possession.
Hey, fellas, let's chase greatness tonight, all right?
And let's go, offense, let's go!
Shotgun snap to Brady, hands it to Bolden, runs it left, upfield across the five, sheds a tackle into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots! Time in the pocket, hit, Brady sheds the tackle, but down he goes, squeezed to the turf by two defenders.
Throughout the process, our number one goal is really just to try and kind of recreate all of the same amenities that we have at the stadium.
San Diego is a great football team. They have a great quarterback, and he can do it all. So we understand that it's a big game for us, and we got to go out there and play well.
Southern California, but it is today as Patriots All Access has a different feel to it this week as the Patriots are searching for their 10th win of the season. Hello everyone and welcome to Patriots All Access presented by GEICO. I'm Steve Burton. The team is on the West Coast and we decided to join them for the better part of the week as the Patriots are gearing up for their crucial Sunday night showdown here in San Diego against the Chargers. Before we even delve into that, let's look back at the sights and sounds of their disappointing loss in Green Bay.
The sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
Go Packers!
Tonight,
all right?
You!
Go Patriots!
Looks back left. Now he throws deep down the middle. Open receiver, Rodgers. Touchdown, Green Bay!
You gotta power those guys. You know what I mean? Good pad level and knock them out of there.
Keep playing aggressive. You keep doing your job. Good things will happen, right? We keep doing our thing. Good things will happen.
Let's go, offense. Let's go.
Steps up, throws down the middle. Kroc makes the catch at midfield. Rumbles to the 45 of Green Bay, dragging a defender to the 42. Shotgun snap to Brady, hands it to Bolden, runs it left, upfield across the five, sheds a tackle into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
Way to get it started. Nice job.
Way to go.
Nice job, bud. Way to go.
Way to go, Brady. Way to go, fellas.
Takes the shotgun snap. Here comes a late blitzer. Hightower to the quarterback. Takes him down at the 15.
Hightower!
A sack for New England.
That's it.
Nice job, B.
Got a matchup. Keep it up.
Backpedals in the pocket. Has time. Throws to the right. Open. Touchdown. Brandon LaFell.
What you got?
Way to go.
Yeah.
Rodgers fires toward Nelson. Makes the grab on the run to the 30. Sliding left to the 20. Try to outrun McCourty to the 10. Nelson is caught at the 1. Did he get to the pylon? He did. Touchdown Green Bay.
Let's go, Patriots. Come on.
Answer, all right?
Yeah.
Big drive right here, huh?
Brady pumps. Stop and go for LaFell. Back shoulder. Touchdown, Patriots. Brandon LaFell with his second score of the day.
Nice shot. Good throw. Way to go, JoJo.
All right, JoJo.
And a way to run 2-9. Atta boy. Atta boy.
Down in the pocket. Hit. Brady shakes the tackle, but down he goes. Squeezed to the turf by two defenders. Rogers Fox throws across the middle for Cobb. Makes the catch in traffic. First down, Green Bay. And Aaron Rodgers with a kneel down in the final 5 seconds now.
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
And sitting in for Scott Zolak, who's on assignment for this segment, I'm his radio partner, Bob Soucy, joined by the head coach of the Patriots, Bill Belichick. Bill, before we look ahead to San Diego Sunday night, let's look back at Green Bay for your quick take on the impressions you had following that contest. You spoke so highly of Green Bay before and immediately after. Now that you've studied the video closely, did that confirm your initial impression? And what do you learn about your team that can help the Patriots get better?
Bob, I thought we had our chances. We just weren't able to quite do enough to win. And thought we played competitively in all three phases of the game. We just got to find a way to coach and play just a little bit better. There are a lot of things along the way that could have helped us from the first quarter to the fourth quarter and pretty much every possession. And we just played competitively, but just not quite good enough. We got to find a way to play a little bit better against a team like that.
Every possession is precious, but in a game like that with the limited possessions because of the long drives and the time of possession ultimately for Green Bay, how did that affect adjustments in-game and ultimately the outcome?
Yeah, well, you're right. It was a situation where they didn't have the ball many times, we didn't have many times, and so that just heightened the importance of every possession, but really every play within the possession, because I think there were several possessions where we had, one play that, whether it's a penalty or, catching the ball short of the first down or not being able to convert a third down or getting a penalty on third down, whatever it was that just extended the drive or stopped our drive. And when you only have the ball eight times, and they only had it eight times, really, then each one of those just becomes even more critical than normal. So puts the emphasis on every play. But, that's the way it is this time of year. That's the way it is in those kind of games. It's every little thing. It's every play. And that's how competitive it is.
We saw Rob Ninkovic, a guy you described as the tough Croatian long snapping, adding to his versatility. He really seems to be a quintessential throwback. How is he emblematic of the kind of players you want to coach for the Patriots?
Well, I thought Rob did a real good job in the Green Bay game. Wasn't great conditions in terms of the weather, the temperature, the wind, and all that. But, he handled it well. He's been practicing that for many years now. And the situation came up when Danny Aiken wasn't able to play that Rob stepped in there, and being the professional and the hard-nosed and mentally tough player that he is, he did the job. I thought he snapped very well and covered well on the punts. So he did a good job for us.
Thanks, Bill. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access, we sit down with defensive lineman Rob Ninkovic.
Defensively, we got to play better and get off field on third down and give our offense as many opportunities as possible to score.
And later, we'll discuss the challenges of moving an entire football team 3,000 miles a week before the game.
Planning for a trip of this length, we're here for 7 nights, starts in the spring.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through new ways of thinking. And by Gillette Flexball, the official shave of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. Patriots All Access is brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Starting off when I was younger, even now to this day in the NFL, first thing that you got to do is have fun with it. You know, I played sports every day when I was younger, either outside with my friends or at practice in Pop Warner, leading up to high school, college, and then in the NFL. And still to this day, I have fun with it. I think that's the most important thing. But other than that, you learn about integrity. You learn about scheduling, having a schedule, because you always got to prioritize and have things in order. And it basically a checklist through life. You know, you can apply that on the field. You can apply it off the field as well.
Fires down the left side. Catch made by Tim Wright. Throws for Wright. Touchdown, Patriots. Down the middle. Open receiver. Wright has it at the 25. To the end zone. A catch made. Right corner. Touchdown, Tim Wright.
When I first came into the game, you know, my main focus was to leave a legacy. You know, I always was a guy who started off at maybe at the bottom of the pole, but I always worked my way up, and just going hard all the time, just playing within the play, you know, not caring less about what may happen the next play or what happened before, you know, just being in the now.
Throws to the right corner of the end zone for Wright, pulls it in, tumbling for a Patriots touchdown. Catch is made by Wright, tumbling in, touchdown, Patriots!
I really want to be a Hall of Famer. You know, I just want to be recognized as one of the greats. And, you know, no matter how much work I have to put in to get to that level, you know, just being my second year, I know it's a long way ahead of me. It's a long things I got, many things I got to accomplish still, but I just love the game.
We're coming to you from beautiful San Diego, California, where the Patriots are preparing to play the Chargers on Sunday night. Dan Rhodes fills us in on this unique road trip.
Following a tough loss Sunday in Green Bay against the Packers, rather than fly home, the Patriots saved some air miles by traveling right to San Diego to rest up and then gear up for a Sunday night battle with the 8-4 Chargers.
It's different, just, you know, location and, you know, what we're used to. So I think that's the key to focus on getting the job done and doing some things that we might not usually do, but still understanding that we got the same tasks that we have every week.
This is probably a crucial time in our season too, you know, for us to continue to, you know, be around each other and still, you know, have each other's back. We have to, you know, really be on the same page.
After 2 days of rest, meetings, and film work, the Patriots travel to the University of San Diego on a rainy Wednesday to begin their week of practices. Bill Belichick's crew used the Toreros' home stadium, an old-school on-campus facility that seats only 5,500 fans, but suited the Pats just fine.
I think there are a lot of things about our current setup that remind you of your younger days of football. You know, we'll enjoy the week together as we work towards a common goal.
You guys sing songs at night and stuff like that together?
No.
It's definitely a little different. It's kind of cool to be over on the campus and, you know, in such a nice campus that we're on. But feels kind of like Foxborough in the spring with the rain, and, you know, I'm sure Coach probably had something to do with that.
Meanwhile, as the calendar turns to December, a month where the Patriots have always been good under Bill Belichick, it's on to the 8-4 Chargers Sunday night, a team that has won 3 straight and is fighting for a playoff spot.
Everybody's season is decided at this point in the year, so this is when you got to be at your best. And, you know, we got to a little bit of a slow start last weekend. Hopefully we can rebound this weekend and go out and play much better.
And by the way, if you're thinking how the Patriots will respond after a tough loss Sunday in Green Bay, think about this number. Since 2003 under Bill Belichick, the Patriots are 36-4 following a loss with 9 straight wins. With the Patriots in San Diego, for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
All right, Roachy, thank you very much for joining me now. It's Patriot linebacker Rob Ninkovich, and you guys are coming from Green Bay here in San Diego. But how tough was that Green Bay loss, Rob?
Yeah, I mean, definitely a tough loss to a good football team. You know, you just got to move on from that. You got to learn some lessons from that game and know that, you know, we played tough. You know, it comes down to a couple plays here or there that, you know, when you're playing a good game or a good team like them, it all comes down to those plays. So, again, I think that, you know, it's a learning experience, and, you know, we got a long way to go here. So we just got to continue to have constant improvement and, you know, just get better.
You've been extra busy this last week, not only playing linebacker, but taking on that dual role of long snapping as well. How difficult is doing both?
It's something that I've done a long time, long snapping. I did it in high school, I did it in college, and something that I've always really worked at to where if there was ever something that happened and I had to go in there and snap, then there's no drop in play, and the confidence is there to know that I can go in there and I can do the job, and you know it's still going to get done. So again, it's just something that I've practiced, and I've been doing it for such a long time now that it's kind of like just riding a bike. You know, you just get back on it, and you know, it just comes.
And how much practice do you do during the week?
I do it a lot. So I mean, every Wednesday I'm snapping. You know, practicing snaps after practice, and during the off season I do it a lot, and I'm always with the specialists working with them. So it's just kind of natural for me to throw a strike.
How important is it getting a win here in San Diego, especially coming off that Green Bay loss? And how difficult is San Diego going to be?
San Diego is a great football team. They have a great quarterback, and you know, he can do it all. So it's a tough challenge for us, and we're on the road, so it's always tougher on the road. So we just got to continue to get better, and this week's another challenge for us. And we understand that it's a big game for us, and we got to go out there and play well.
And stop them on third down.
That's big thing, a big part of the game right there. So, you know, defensively, we got to play better and, you know, get off the field on third down and give our offense as many opportunities as possible to score.
All right, Rob, well, good luck this week.
Thank you.
All right. Rob Ninkovich, our guest. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access from beautiful San Diego right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Christian Fourier for this week's edition of the SB Live Point Counterpoint Debate. All right, after last week's loss, the first of seven games, mind you, is this game against the San Diego Chargers a must-win for the Pats?
Obviously, it's better to win games, control your destiny, win out. You're the number one seed. But the simple fact is every other team that's in contention for the top two seeds in the AFC have at least two losable games left on the schedule. Nothing is being decided in the early weeks of December here. There's no such thing as must win early in December. Fred Kirsch couldn't argue the other side, but Paul Perillo is going to step in.
This absolutely is a must-win. You've let everybody back in by losing one game. You lost your margin for error, and now you got Denver, you got San Diego, you got Cincinnati, you got Indianapolis. Everybody's in play. They're not all going to lose. The Patriots, this is a must-win.
All right, the Pats are 9-3, and the Denver Broncos are 9-3. It's December. Every game is a must-win. All right, that's it. I'm Christian Fourier for this week's edition of the SBLI Point Counterpoint Debate.
For the most compelling Patriots talk in season, listen to Patriots Football Weekly in Progress every Tuesday through Thursday from noon to 2 p.m.
Here we are in San Diego, 2008. 6 years ago, you were on the left coast, Seattle to Oakland. You stayed out there. How did that experience affect your decision to go west from Green Bay? And how do you pull off all the logistics involved in a move like this to practice all week out here in the San Diego area?
Well, we just felt like given the situation, the time of year that we're playing out here and what we're practicing in New England and just the travel from Green Bay back and then back out and night game in San Diego and all that, that we would just logistically be better to come out here. You know, we've gotten great cooperation from everybody out here, and I think the setup's good. We have a lot of people in our organization that have worked hard to make this smooth and seamless, and you know, I think it's, you know, it's going well. It's just up to us to take advantage of the opportunity to prepare and have a good week and be ready to go Sunday night.
Now regarding Sunday night, the Chargers had to go across the country. They did what nobody else could do before, go from the West Coast into Baltimore and beat the Ravens. They've won three straight, the last in come-from-behind fashion. What are your impressions of San Diego?
Well, I think that game really says a lot about their team, but very typical. They're tough. They're physically and mentally tough. They're tough-minded. They've been in a lot of close games. They know how to play in tough, competitive, tight situations and win them. They're well coached. They're tough. They know how to win. They know how to compete for 60 minutes. So it'll be a big challenge for us Sunday night out here.
Speaking of their head coach, your counterpart, Mike McCoy, he worked under Josh McDaniels in Denver. You go against guys that you're familiar with all the time. Does it have any impact on game planning preparation?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, players or teams' strengths and weaknesses or tendencies. You know, you always try to take those into consideration. You can't overdo it because those things can change, or a player that you might count on doesn't play, or they put them in a different position or something like that. So, you know, you always have to adjust to it. But it's good to have a plan going in, but you have to be ready to adapt that plan once the game starts.
Now time for our ace ticket. Ask the coach question of the week from @SullyT. You coach a great tight end in Rob Gronkowski. You're going against a very talented tight end in Antonio Gates. What makes him so good?
Gates has great ball skills and very patient, and he's got excellent size. So does a good job setting up his routes. He's very slick at creating separation, getting a defender to get off balance or to start one way and setting him up so he can go the other way. He's big. He can post up most defensive backs and just, you know, use his size to get the ball. And he's got great hands, great catch radius. It's hard to put the ball anywhere that he can't touch it, that he doesn't catch it. So if he can get to the ball, he can haul it in. He's got great hands, great concentration.
And as you said before, part of a very talented skill group. We're going to see more of those skill players for the Chargers with Zoe perhaps on the Bellstrader.
We sure will.
All right, Bill, thanks so much.
Okay, Bob, thank you.
Coming up on All Access. As we prepare to ring in the holidays, we look back at a very special ring ceremony.
Please.
And later, Coach Belichick previews the explosive offense of the San Diego Chargers on the Bellastrator.
Rivers got the presence to get it out there to Oliver, and there he goes, and this is trouble now.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
Four months into their championship celebration, Robert Kraft gathered his team at the Boston Harbor Hotel. The owner had promised the first Super Bowl ring in the team's history would dazzle and delight. These Patriots were shocked and awed. In all, there were 143 diamonds. The Patriot logo in blue sapphire and red garnet overlays the Lombardi Trophy, and it's framed by a football field of 42 diamonds, signifying the team's 42-year history. Two larger football diamonds are positioned on each side, representative of the Patriots' two previous Super Bowl appearances. The word team is also engraved, a bow to the squad's introduction in New Orleans.
Look at that.
An all-pro at safety, Lawyer Malloy proved he was an old pro at jewelry design, insisting on the ring's white gold.
This the man right here that put it all together. He paid all that checks.
I never spent that much time on any of my wife's jewelry.
Perhaps these symbols of glory are so oversized because the physical toll of winning a Super Bowl is unmatched in professional sports. Recognizing that dedication is how you craft a legacy.
This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi. Pepsi and the New England Patriots, a wicked good team.
Welcome to the Jenny Craig Pavilion at the University of San Diego, where the Patriots practiced earlier today. You know, the logistics of traveling a football team 3,000 miles to play a game are challenging enough. Add a week's worth of practice and meetings, and the challenges become even greater. We take an inside look into the Patriots Roadshow in California.
We'll be right back.
back in the spring, coach decided that this is going to be the best situation for us. It's going to cut out some travel at the end of the week. They don't have to worry about anything else except one game at a time, going to Green Bay, and then showing up here in San Diego ready for the week. I'm tired of hanging around. I'm California bound. Throughout the process, our number one goal is really just to try and kind of recreate all of the same amenities that we have at the stadium. We don't truck anything in advance, so when we get off the plane, everything that we need for the week is with us. Probably the first thing that I do is start to look at hotels. So being here for a week, one of the challenges is that we do take over all of the meeting space in the hotel. So if you're a wedding and you're booking your event a year out, you know, that automatically is going to eliminate that hotel completely. You know, the physical transformation of the meeting rooms took place in about a day and a half, but you know, the process of getting all the pieces aligned so that could happen in a day and a half really has taken, you know, more than a month. Everyone is a creature of habit that I'm working with, so we just want to, you know, my job is really to allow them to come in and continue to go through their daily routines just like if they were at the stadium. When we were looking for a practice facility, you know, we practice on grass at home and we wanted to be able to continue to do that here. And one of the challenges is that it's really hard to actually find a grass field out here. You know, it doesn't rain a whole lot and it's pretty expensive to irrigate a field. So it didn't leave us with too many options. University of San Diego has a football team, so we were really able to come in and use a lot of their equipment. They were very nice to lend that to us for the week. They're getting a breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack. There's plenty of food. No one's going hungry. I put our nutritionists in touch with the head chef here, and they work together to come up with menus. It's all pretty healthy, and it's an opportunity to mix it up for the players. For me, a successful trip, aside from winning the game, is just the less you hear, the smoother it's going. When we land in Providence on Monday morning, and I look out the window and we have buses, I breathe.
Time now for Turf, brought to you by Gillette. San Diego. What does San Diego mean? All right, San Diego Chargers.
City by the sea.
City by the sea. They have this little guy. It's not Brandon Sproles. Shocker, right? Sproles is gone. Brandon Oliver, number 43. Got to watch this
look
guy.
Look the same, though.
Yeah, he does look the same.
Still the same threat. So the biggest issue for the Pats defense is going to be covering this guy, slowing him down out of the backfield. And if you go back to the first Super Bowl, the Pats won. Willie McGinnis, Marshall Faulk, knocking that guy out, not letting him get going downfield, just messing with the timing of the quarterback. So you go ahead.
They usually offset him to Rivers' side. Rivers will be in a shotgun right here. Oliver will be right here. And it's a little free release routes. And what Christian's talking about is getting upfield. You saw this earlier in the year with Easley on Forte in a Chicago game. The ability to disrupt timing on routes, not get the free releases.
So if you come out, if I'm Rob Ninkovich, I'm not really concerned with getting to the quarterback as much as I am disrupting the route. So here comes the back right here. I'm going to see him. I know it. I'm going to ride him a little bit, and then I'm going to go get some pressure on the quarterback, making sure that the timing's messed up. He has to look somewhere else, and eventually he'll get a cover
stat. So much of football is based on leverage, you getting the positioning. And just that little chip right there, knocking me off balance, is going to allow guys like Brandon Browner, maybe Cal Arrington off the slot, maybe Jamie Collins, the linebacker, the ability to then close and then get to the play.
Yeah, more importantly, he's going to look somewhere else, though. He knows he's not open anymore, or if he is, it's too late, and he won't be able to throw the ball there. So he's going to have to look downfield. Once he does, he's going to get sacked.
Wait, we'll go to Tijuana over the border.
Let's get some taquitos!
Yeah.
Hey, Patriots are looking to rebound from their loss in Green Bay with a win over the Chargers in San Diego. I'm Jackie Britton, and here are the storylines this week from the West Coast. The Patriots defense will once again be challenged by another top-flight quarterback as they prepare to face one of the league's most efficient passers in Phillip Rivers. And he's especially tough in the clutch. One of his favorite targets is the timeless Antonio Gates at tight end. He's a top five tight end on third down, and their chemistry is tough to break up. Now, the Chargers are among the best in the league in pass defense, so does this mean that we could see more of LeGarrette Blount and Jonas Gray? We'll have to wait and find out on Sunday. That'll do it for the storylines. Now let's get to our opponent news, brought to you by Geico.
The opponent news is brought to you by Geico.
Chargers bolted back in a big way last week in Baltimore to keep them very much alive in the playoff picture. The game against the Patriots will go a long way to clearing that picture up.
They've always been a team to tough to deal with each and every year. That tradition of what they've built there is awesome. So we're excited about the challenge. We know it's not going to be easy, but we do believe we can win the game. And we're going to prepare like crazy all week and go out there and cut it loose.
Now it's time to send things over to Scott Zolak and Bill Belichick. It's time for the Belistrator.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for the Belistrator. San Diego, Coach, you know, a team we haven't seen in a while, but what do we have here?
Well, they're explosive, and they've got Ryan Matthews back. You know, he came back a couple weeks ago and has really had a big impact on their offense. Here's a play with Rivers taking a look. Looks like he sees a couple deep safeties back here. So he's got numbers in the running game. Checks the little draw play. Matthews gets a little space, breaks a couple tackles, and is in the end zone. So, you know, good running game. They got good backs there with Matthews and Oliver, and obviously very good passing game.
And all right, Coach, Phillip Rivers, here he is in the pocket. Big guy, 6'5", hard to bring down. What do you got here?
Well, they got the running game, and then of course, they have the passing game. This is a little, you know, audible now. It looks like, you know, Rivers using his experience and look, finds something he likes. So he's got Keenan Allen here in the slot, and this is the slip screen. A play that we're seeing a lot of in the NFL these days. Mm-hmm. So there it is to Allen. He's very good with the ball in his hands. You can see the Chargers really hustling here. These linemen getting downfield, making a couple blocks just to get Allen some space. And then once he gets going, he does all the rest on his own. He's excellent with the ball in his hands. Can make guys miss, break tackles, and find good space.
You got to be alert, too. A couple of those guys could scoot up the middle like that.
Absolutely.
All right.
And, of course, with every play comes a compliment to it. And here again, Rivers now sees the man-to-man look. So he's got, you know, his audible. They switch spots. This is Floyd coming in here in the slot. And this time it looks like the slip screen, but it's not. It's the slip screen and go. You can see that there are no linemen downfield here. They're all in protection. There's the fake slip screen, this time to Eddie Royal. And there goes Floyd down the sideline on the slip and go. Excellent throw by Rivers. Puts the ball up there high. Floyd does a great job going up, taking it at the high point, taking it away from the defender. They've got a lot of good weapons on offense. The running game with Matthews and Oliver and the passing game. We haven't even talked about Gates yet.
It's true.
So they've got a lot of explosive players.
You've been out here all week taking care of business. Big business trip out here.
Yes,
all
sir.
Right? Good luck on Sunday.
Thank you.
There's your Belistrator. More Patriots All Access back right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments. Putnam, new ways of thinking for financial advisors, their clients, and institutions worldwide. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. And by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots.
Hi, I'm Romeo, and this weekend on Totally Patriots, Chris White sits down for Pat's Chat.
Would you rather be Gronk for a day or rather be Tom Brady?
Plus, Zach Moore gets tilted.
My one pet peeve, I hate being pinched.
We hope you'll join us Saturday morning at 10 on MyTV 38, then over on Comcast Sportsnet at 11:30, and Sunday morning again at 10:30 on CSN.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Congratulations to Coach Gary Campbell of Wakana High School. He's our High School Coach of the Week. The Warriors finished 11-0 on the season and will play in the Division IV championship game at Gillette Stadium on Saturday. Presenting the award to the team in Campbell's absence is Patriots Hall of Fame linebacker Andre Tippett. The Patriots Charitable Foundation will make a $1,000 donation to the football program in the name of Coach Gary Campbell.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Time now for our panel discussion with a very unique panel. We are in the Team Hotel in downtown San Diego. It's raining outside, so we decided to come inside. And our panelists, well, three-time Super Bowl winner Stephen Neal, radio play-by-play host Bob Soucy from 98.5 The Sports Hub, and ESPN's Boston.com Mike Reese. And let's talk about the Patriots coming off that Packer loss, and how significant was that loss?
Well, I'll start us off. Thanks for the breakfast. This is fantastic. And wish Paul Perillo was here. Obviously, he's usually at our round table, so we'll save him a seat at the end. I'll lead us off. I've always wanted to be with someone who looks like my brother and Bob, and I always wanted to hang with the offensive line.
I understand
so thanks, guys. I thought it was a great game. I thought you credit the Packers. You know, there was nothing. Patriots maybe could have made one or two more plays, and they could have won the game. Maybe you can nitpick a few things, but I think there's certain times where you just credit the opposition, and Aaron Rodgers was just terrific in that game.
Yeah, I can't agree more with my brother in spirit, certainly, Mike. I think that Aaron Rodgers showed why he's been regarded as the best quarterback in the NFL, along with Tom Brady, of course. But I think Rodgers' mobility and his poise, his decision-making, he found his third and fourth options. He found the favorable matchup whenever presented itself, made plays. And I thought the Packers' defense made plays, too. One example, early in the game, Julian Edelman catches a ball 1 yard short of the first down marker. 99 times out of 100, Steve, he gets the first down. The tackle is made in the secondary to keep him short, and the Patriots turn it over with a three and out.
Stephen Neal, first of all, it's good to have you aboard.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thanks for visiting our city and bringing this rain with you.
You notice he did mention our city because Stephen is from here. You live here now. But did you get a chance to see that Patriots-Packers game?
I did, and I agree with you guys. You have to credit the Green Bay Packers. They had a great game plan. They executed, just made a couple more plays than the Patriots did. And, it's tough to go into an environment like that and win on the road.
Right.
And I know it's very important. I know Coach Belichick really preaches that you want to win every game after Thanksgiving. And so watching the press conference, you could just see the emotion in Brady's face.
Yeah, he was too happy.
They really wanted this one. They want everyone. And I think that's going to give them some inspiration for this week.
And you get a chance to watch the San Diego team every week. They're tough in San Diego, aren't they?
They play really hard in San Diego, and it can get real loud in the stadium, especially towards the end zones. For some reason, they're up closer and pretty high. So I think communication is going to be huge. You always want to start fast.
Philip Rivers, he scare you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this guy he's right up there among the best quarterbacks in this league, and he's shown his toughness through the years. We know about the knee injury with which he played against the Patriots in the playoffs. He's been battling through a rib issue this year. He's tough. He's feisty. And as mentioned earlier, he's resilient, and he's got a lot of weapons, Antonio Gates foremost among them, but, of course, with those other three receivers, plus now with Ryan Matthews back, it's a good offense.
One thing I would add to that is that, to me, the Chargers' weakness is probably along their offensive line. Mm-hmm. They've played five centers this year, and no truth to the rumor that they were looking for Stephen Neal to possibly fill in for them this year. I think Vince Wilfork, Alan Branch, Rob Ninkovich, Akeem Ayers, maybe Chandler Jones. Do we see Chandler Jones? I really want to see for that. I think this is a place where the Patriots do have a potential advantage in this game, make life hard on Philip Rivers.
Let me throw this out there. Is this a must-win for the Patriots? I mean, they're in control of their own destiny. They let one slip away against Green Bay. How important is this game?
Steve, I think it's imperative the Patriots win this game, and not only because of the fact they're tied with Denver right now. Obviously, the Patriots own the tiebreaker for that number one seed, but also I still think the stretch ahead with the three division games is going to be extremely difficult, especially with Miami looming after the Patriots have to play a night game on the West Coast, travel back to Foxborough, and take on a Dolphins team that still presents a lot of matchup challenges for the Patriots with that pass rush in particular.
Prediction time.
Okay,
how would you predict this game?
I definitely will pick the Patriots to win. I think.
Just saying that because you're part of the panel?
You know what? I don't know what the stats are or anything, but Coach Belichick, they usually don't lose two in a row. Mm. So I'm going to say 31-21.
31-21. Okay.
I like it. Mike? I'll go 35-24 Patriots. Last week,
you guys got high scoring games.
Yeah, okay. I think we're going to see a lot of points in the game. I expect better offense from the Patriots. Starts up front with the offensive line, and defensively, I think they're going to be able to control that line of scrimmage, like Steve said, because I think they have a matchup advantage there.
And you, my friend, stay neutral. All right, guys, thank you very much
Thanks, Steve, for coming on the show.
Steve, thank you very much, buddy. All right, take care of those Super Bowl rings, will you? That will do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Stephen Neal, Bob Soucy, and Mike Reese, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great week, everybody. See you later.